Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. This week marks 10 years since Tamsin announced her retirement from playing. Let's head back to 2015 when I spoke to her about that decision.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
This wasn't an easy decision, but I think every year you get a little bit older and you do consider whether it's time to stop. I think I've been playing the game for such a long time, I will always miss playing, even if I carried on for the next 20 years. You know, you will always miss playing because that's the part of it that you fell in love with as a kid, and it's the part that you do every single day. But you know, to go out on the season that we just had, winning the Super League and going out to World Cup and getting a bronze medal, I just don't think there's going to be many more seasons that will top that.
So off the back of that Super League win at the Copper Box, and obviously all that emotion at the World Cup, getting the bronze, has it been playing on your mind since then?
Yeah, definitely. I think you think about it every end of the season, and you do another pre-season, you think, do I want to be doing that all again? And I guess the outcomes are different. You know, when you're a youngster and you're there and there's the whole buzz and what will be, but you know, each season becomes a little bit harder, not just with your body, but your mind and also your life off the court. You know, I've done it for a long time. I made my debut back for Bath back in 2003, I think it was. So it's been a long time. So, yeah, I always kind of ominar about it. It just, coming back off the World Cup, I always take a bit of a break. I never think you should make rash decisions. But, you know, coming off that, it just thought, yeah, this is the season to stop.
The news was announced this morning. How busy your phone been?
It's been mad, actually. I've had a crazy day. I've done 3 coaching sessions. I've been at a school and I've just come back and sat stuck in the car, as I always am, driving around London. And, I've just been really overwhelmed. I think we talk about this netball family a lot and people that are involved in it. You know, I think what's great about netball is the players are still accessible. And I've coached a lot. I've played for a lot of teams. I've played with and against a lot of people. And it's just been really, really touching to see so many people who care about the game and that have just sent me so many nice messages.
There's plenty on Twitter and Facebook as well, hasn't there?
Yeah, and that's just been lovely. You know, social media for netball is always mad, and I always try to be quite interactive on there. And yeah, honestly, people asked me whether I was going to be sad, and I suppose I wasn't today, and I started reading those messages, and it has made me a little bit emotional because it's kind of real now. It's set, and it's just, I'm so glad that people have been able to share that netball journey. And there's so many people out there that play and are still playing. And I think that's what's so great about netball, with such a tight-knit community.
It's going to be difficult to pick individual moments, but you know me, I'm going to ask you anyway. Sum up playing for England, that first game through the bronze, and what getting all those 67 England caps actually meant?
I still can pretty much well up every time I hear the national anthem. And I think when that happens, you know that you're really proud of what you do and what you love to do. I've loved every minute, and it's been not an easy journey. No sports person can ever say their career was easy. You know, I've had a lot of ups and downs. I've had to prove myself time and time again, but I can honestly say I'd do it all over again. I think my first cap for England, you'll never top. The 2010-2011 Commonwealth Games and World Cup, winning bronze there with that team was special. Playing for Team Bath, winning the league for the first time and proving lots of people wrong there. And obviously my journey with Storm, I can't thank them enough for letting me be the player that I wanted to be and sort of going on that journey with me.
Yeah, and definitely with Storm, it was almost a case of every single possible emotion in the game you experienced with Storm.
Yeah, completely. I think I worked out this morning that I've played 9 seasons in the Super League. It will take a couple of years out at ANZ and one for being pregnant, and I've made 7 grand finals, and I think I've just about won more than I've lost, so that's not bad.
No.
But Storm, you know, 4 grand finals, finally winning that final 4th one. The team that we've had, the years that we've built, the friends that I've made, the people behind the scene at Storm, the vision that they've had and the work they put in is just incredible, and allow me a pain in the neck sometimes to just get on and do things. They've been absolutely brilliant. And moving to Storm was a big decision at the time, but the right one. And I'm really glad that I did that.
I mean, we'll all have personal memories of seeing you play. For me, it's a nice bit of showboating at London Live, where you had that delicious, for want of a better word, feather touch to take it through the goal. And kissing the Copper Box floor finally when you won it. with the rest of the team. Anything else that you'd take from the likes of London Live and the actual winning of the finals?
Well, I just think it's been an amazing experience to play there, and Storm to have the vision to go and do that, and to actually finally win the Super League there was in front of all our fans. Pretty much was just, obviously, it was the perfect end. I think me as a player, I've always been a bit cocky on court. I've had attitudes, you know, people describe that however they want to.
Never.
But that's how I play. That's how I play. I love to win. I've been competitive since the age of 10, 11, since I first started playing. And you'll never change that. I'm a bit of a Marmite player, I suppose. You either love that about me or hate it. And I've accepted that over the years. That's me. You're not going to change it. I know who I am. And, you know, I hope that I've hopefully helped people along the way playing netball as a coach and as a player, and hopefully people have enjoyed watching me and my teams and how we've performed. You know, coaching, analysis, all the broadcasting stuff has been my passion. I'm not ready to give up on netball just yet, and whatever avenue that takes me down now, I'm looking forward to that, really, because netball's given me so much. It'd be nice to give back to the game and give back to the players that are now coming through, because, you know, I've never been able to win anything with England, but I do hope that the next generation can, and I'm determined to try and help make a difference with that if I can. I've been around the netball courts for a long time, and love or hate the way I play, or love or hate me, I think the teams I've played for and the way we've played, we've always had people talking about us, and I think that's a good thing, because that's what sport about. It should be entertainment. You know, you should be talking about it. You should be loving it. And I hope that if people can take that away from what I've achieved, then that'll be a good thing.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.